USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 600 buildings, many homes, remain threatened by a huge wildfire in Northern California this morning that continues to burn out of control and which has already destroyed at least a dozen buildings. The Pawnee Fire burning at least 7,700 acres northwest of Sacramento. Low humidity and winds are helping to fuel that blaze. And in southwestern Colorado, the 416 fire continues near Durango. It could worsen this week, also because of the weather conditions. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, saying the White House should put one person in charge of reunifying separated illegal immigrant kids and their parents.
I am here to urge that we appoint a czar in charge of the reunification process.
That is, President Trump says illegal immigrants must be immediately deported with no judges or court cases. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Adult film star Stormy Daniels' interview with federal prosecutors has been canceled. Her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, saying prosecutors scrapped the meeting after the media learned of it. She was due to be interviewed by investigators looking into President Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's admitted to paying Daniels $130,000, supposedly to keep her quiet about her discussing an affair she claims that she had with Trump years ago. Defense Chief James Mattis is on a mission that will include a stop in China, as we hear from John Clemens.
After visiting two different Air Force bases in Alaska, Mr. Mattis will be visiting China. He'll be meeting with several senior officials to exchange strategic perspectives while discussing areas of mutual concern. This is the first visit of a Secretary of Defense to China since 2014. He then travels to South Korea, then concludes his trip June 29th in Tokyo.
This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
No shortage of protests and demonstrations across America these days. The latest protesters to take to the streets in Minneapolis, as we hear from USA's Wendy King.
Demonstrators gathered outside a police station to protest this weekend's shooting of a black man. Some witnesses are disputing the police claim that the man had been firing a handgun as he walked outside. Police Chief Medaria Arredondo.
Obviously, our community is going through some trauma right now. They're experiencing that, and that's real. And so I need to be here. I need to be here to listen to them and to hear their concerns.
An investigation is underway. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump telling late-night show host Jimmy Fallon to act like a man. Trump's tweet to Fallon coming after Fallon says he felt bad about an infamous 2016 interview with the then-candidate Donald Trump on The Tonight Show, where he tussled Trump's hair. Fallon says he got a lot of flack about it from Trump critics, and it went on to make him feel depressed. Trump responding, saying Fallon is whimpering now, but he said at the time he was happy about the monster ratings the episode got. And Roseanne Barr is showing regret over the racist tweet she sent out last month that led to the cancellation of her Roseanne reboot, saying in a podcast over the weekend that she has cried ever since, and she's lost everything and is now just a hate magnet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.